I remember many years ago when I was a much younger man than I am now, and I would look at the calendar or the program for the annual meeting, and I would see the memorials report, and I would think, I really don't need to be in the room for that. But the older I've gotten, the more special this time has become, because so many of these who've gone to glory are men that have had a significant influence on my own life. And so it's a time of rejoicing in their service and celebrating the victory that is theirs and ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to recognize Brother Rando from Center Hill, and he will come and share this time with us, after which the praise team led by Jeff Scroggins from Northside will come to lead us in worship.
Good morning, Georgia Baptist. Do you ever stand in before your church and just think for a moment how humbling it is to have the opportunity to serve God's people? I thought about this, and I was thinking about the awesome responsibility and the opportunity that we have to do that, and that was founded first on the foundation that was laid in Christ Jesus, but that has been built upon by men and women, servants of God over the years, who have allowed us to stand where we stand on a daily basis. So I was thinking about how we could bring honor to those servants of God who have gone on before us. I was reminded of the writer of Hebrews as he shared the hall of fame of faith. And he follows that in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and says, "Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, as we take a moment to remember those who have gone on before us, I don't know every one of them, and I'm certain no one in here knows every single one of them, but because I know the testimony that they leave behind, I believe that would be their message for us this morning, that we can honor their memory by giving glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and continuing to serve for his sake. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the awesome responsibility that we have to serve you. And God, I do thank you for these servants of God who have gone on before us in the past year. God, we thank you for their testimony of faith. Lord, their testimony of endurance. Lord, that they loved you and loved serving you. And God, I pray in the moments that follow, as we're reminded of their names and reminded of their impact, God, that we can honor them, not by glorifying them, but by glorifying you. Lord, let their memory be the fuel that drives us to reach our communities and to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we love you and we thank you. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.